My folks were married when my mom was 22. Young for sure. My dad was, relatively speaking for that day and age, senior at 34. Mom was a small-town girl, grew up in Batavia, about 40 miles outside of Buffalo, very provincial. Her parents had a furniture store adjoining their house, so my grandfather would just walk out one door and in another. The store's still around. There were six children, of whom she was the baby. She had four brothers and a sister. That was an identifiable dynamic. She was spoiled, and they were all very protective of her. The boys were much less cosmopolitan than the girls. Batavia in those days, 10,000 people, wasn't a city at all. There was that fierce parochialism that you get in a small town. They were defensive. Sure, it's a small town, but I'm big enough to beat your balls off. They were very close as a family unit. My dad and in turn my brother and I came from a clannish background. It was a knock-around neighborhood. My dad grew up in Buffalo. Tough neighborhood, very much segregated by ethnic groups. Jews were all in one place, Italians in another. His mom, Esther, was the eldest of seven children, though sometimes when I tell this story, I say 10 children. My dad was an only child. His mom kept having miscarriages because she was diabetic. My dad weighed like 16 pounds when he was born. Too much sugar. Not too long after, Esther's mother croaked, my dad's grandmother. So Esther moved back into her parents' house and, depending upon how one interprets the data, possibly into her newly widowed father's bed. I think his name was Jacob. The odd man out was her husband, Morris, my grandfather, who had moved into the house with them. Whatever was going on so radically disempowered him that he tried to kill himself by going over Niagara Falls. They have various impediments in place to keep one from accomplishing that feat. He thought he could beat them, but he couldn't. One suspects it wasn't much fun for my dad either. His grandfather Jake, my great-grandfather, whose bed my dad's mother, Esther, may or may not have been sharing, was not a nice man. Probably his most endearing characteristic was that he was a bootlegger. All the boys in the family, my dad's uncles, my great-uncles, were enlisted one way or another to assist him. During Prohibition, what you never wanted to do was collar a really powerful man. What you wanted to do was collar a miserable Jewish prick, so the cops came to collar my great-grandfather Jake, and he said, "My son did it." So one of my uncles had to leave town and ended up living on a houseboat in international waters. I think there was a warrant out for him. We'd visit on the docks and he'd stay on his boat. Another uncle started running a joint in Saratoga, the Piping Rock, a casino. When my dad was 17 or so, he worked there for the summer as a busboy, and he loved it. But because my dad was the next generation, the edict was he had to go to college. So he couldn't be involved in nefarious activities. Nobody was allowed to shoot pool with him. Nobody was allowed to do anything bad with him because he had to go to college. One day, one of my uncles comes up to the pool hall, and my dad shooting pool with a guy. My uncle took the guy, threw him through a window, and broke his neck. He never played pool with my dad again. He never walked again. What the people of the family said about my dad was, "Elmer can't get involved in what we're involved in." So between that and whatever the hell had gone on in that house, I think he experienced some sense of otherness, lost what might have been the natural environment for his childhood, or felt that he was being deprived of or cut off from the environment in which he grew up, even as he was growing up there, that he was in a house that was not his own. My dad became a doctor, a surgeon. He published papers, but clearly Saratoga and the racetrack were associated in his mind with a lot of unresolved stuff. And every August he would go back. My mother used to say he was a small-town boy from a big city. My dad was a good catch. He was a Jewish doctor, older. What's not to like? Besides the flagrant philandering? He was a hard player, drank a lot. He had residual consequences from a terrible car accident.